Praise by the excellence of your Ruah, Almighty Yahweh. We gather here to bind of our great King, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, the promise for the whole house, Israel. As we bow in your presence, this scripture truth Eve, to worship, to hear from our Abba, to acknowledge all of our shortcomings, our failures, our transgressing against your Torah, and knowing that the damned blood of Yahshua is sufficient, we lift up the offering of Todah unto our Abba. We know that we are free. We know that we have been washed in the dam, precious blood of Yahshua the Lamb. So we do pray that your healing power move upon Israel. As we gather here, those that are part of the body in many destinations throughout the nations of the world, we do pray for them. Your strength, the assurance of Yahshua, rest in the midst of them. For we know that our sins have been many. We know that we are cleansed. For the offering made once on Calvary for our sins, for that offering is sufficient to cleanse us and to wash us from every unrighteousness. And for that we do adore you, our Abba. We are glad to know that we are sons of Yahweh. Touch Israel. Heal everyone that needs that healing touch. For the bodies that need to be revived. And our minds, our spiritual minds that need to be revived by the power of Yahshua. I do pray that you revive us all and strengthen us all, Yahweh. Heal Israel. Touch every ailment, every sickness, every disease we curse. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. For we are the people of Yahweh. We are healed by the stripes of HaMashiach. We declare that in Yahshua's mighty name, we are healed and we know we are healed. Help us all tonight. Give us assurance as we worship you, as we go to our Abba, as we cry out unto you. Bless our precious brothers and sisters, those that have sent in support on this week. We told you, Yah, for the offerings on this week, the gifts of kindness to strengthen the work of this ministry. We do rock you for the broadcast on WWRP, Almighty Yahweh, that we have received calls already, and I do told you for that, my precious Abba. So bless the hearers tonight, even as they hear the word of Yahweh preach unto them on the live shortwave stream, Yah. Those that listen on the live stream of the internet, we pray for them. We rock you for all things. We say, Todah unto our Abba. Touch your mind, servant, tonight, that he may speak with great clarity unto Israel, that we may hear what Yah speaks unto the Bayit of Israel. We know that we are redeemed by the dam of Yahshua. We declare that in the midst of a vile, corrupt generation that has denied the power of our Abba, we declare the power of Yahshua. We'll have you, Abba. Heal us all and keep us all. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Your shalom upon Israel, Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel. We do pray in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And the people of Israel cry hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
For the hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do pray that your anointing rest upon the words that are spoken on this night. We ask you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach to fill the hearts of your people with wisdom and understanding. Those that are listening by the live stream, may they be enlightened tonight. In any form that this message is heard again, let it be a strength unto the house of Israel. We trust you for that victory, Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may the healing power of Yahweh in Yahshua rest upon us all. Maslomka. May Abrak you. You may be seated. Shalom Yisrael. For the hand of Yahweh is upon his people, that he may reveal unto them the value and the importance of his truth. It is vitally important in this hour and the season that we are in, that we understand the power of his truth. It is a truth that brings liberation. It makes us free from the bondage of darkness. We are in a time and a season whereby the very mind is alienated from Almighty Yahweh. The practices of our traditions have brought about this divide, this segregation of our minds from the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. For he commanded Israel, let the same mind that was in Yahshua HaMashiach be in us as Israel. For in this season we are going to need this mind. We do not have the mind of Yahshua. We cannot combat the powers of darkness that war against the integrity of the truth, his emet, of Almighty Yahweh. And without the mind of Yahshua, we are no match to the forces of hell. We're no match to the subtleties of Shaitan. We cannot overcome them with a natural carnal mind, because that mind is stripped it according to flesh and the desires of the fleshly will. And the mind of Yahshua is one that pleases the Abba. And above all things, we must please our Abba. We must do all things to please him. I want to speak to us tonight from the depths of a simple truth, that we may ponder as I proceed in this subject tonight. What does it take for us to do the works of Almighty Yahweh? And as we ponder that, I know if I ask us that question, what are the works of Yahweh? We would hear a variations of answer from even the small gathering tonight. And even as you think on that, what must I do to do the works of Almighty Yahweh? That is very vital to us, brothers and sisters, that we work the works of Yahweh. And we must understand what the works of Yahweh consist of. Now, in our thought, in our analytical minds, we are all trying to analyze that. What are the works of Yahweh? To live right, to do this, to do that. And we're so far from the simplicity of the works of Yahweh, what Scripture tells us, that we complicate things trying to reason and figure it out. You cannot figure out the ways of Yahweh. There's only one way that the ways of Yahweh are made known unto us, and that is through the revelation of Scripture of Yahshua HaMashiach. No other way. You can't figure them out. You cannot analog or try to dissect analytically and get the concepts or the precepts of Yahweh. They must be revealed through the truth. And Yahshua is the truth. He is the Emhat. He's the fullness of the attributes of Almighty Yahweh. He is the fullness of the Torah of Yahweh. He is the power of living Torah. Because everything that Yah speaks, it is the word of life, is it not? So every word that He speaks to us, it brings alive that which He has put in the treasure of Israel. He has placed in Israel a tremendous treasure. It is a great treasure that He has set the HaKadosh Ruah to guard that which He has put in you. He has written something in you that is greater than that which was written on stones. He has caused His hands to write in the law of the mind and the conscience of Israel a Torah that is stripped it from the Torah that was written on the stone that He gave unto Moshe. And He sent Yahshua as He breathed into man, and He became a living soul, an entity, a being that would worship Yahweh and adhere to His commands. So He has sent the one that breathed life on that which was in Israel. It had become dead because of the many traditions and of the things that had suffocated it. The things that we had allowed in our minds and our spirits to make it to become dormant. And it had no life. And all of a sudden the reality and the power of Yahshua revealed unto Israel, and the awesomeness of this power began to resurrect. It began to come alive. And that was a purpose for that which Yah had put in us. That when Yahshua had come to bring it alive, and the reason was for that purpose, that we may work the works of Yahweh. Well, what are the works of Yahweh? It is in Scripture. We must work the works of Yahweh while the season is upon us. We must. And I know we think it's some form of our literal attributes that we comply to a certain thing. I know how we think. Because the word of Yahweh is so simple, we will not allow the simplicity of His truth to fill our love. And that is why we miss so much, because we complicate it. We add to it. Instead of letting the word of Yah, the living word of Yahweh, Yahshua speak to us, we allow the complication of our analytical mindset or our thoughts to process through this corrupt venue of our own flesh. And it cannot go that way. The things of Yah must be processed through the Ruah, through the Spirit. It must be a witness of the Spirit. Because it is one thing about our natural mindset. It is enmity against the Torah of Yah. It cannot comprehend it. That's why we cannot comprehend what He has written in us. But I want to take us through a little sequence here. Before I express unto you the works of Yah, and what works they are that we must work, the works of Almighty Yahweh. I want to begin in Yochanan. The scripture says in Yochanan, John chapter 9 and verse 1. And this is Yahshua HaMashiach, as He had given sight to one that was born blind. And the question was asked, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his Avat or his Aima sin? Why are we as Israel born blind? We are a blinded people, and everything in Scripture has a metaphoric identity to Israel. Now we know that our Abba is not blind, but we are a blind people. Our eyes have not been anointed by the eyes of Yahweh that we can see the things that He has laid out before us. And so the questions were asked Him as they saw the mighty works of Yahweh being performed by the hands of Yahshua HaMashiach. Now I know that we think that that's the works of Yahweh, but that it is a proponent of the works of Yahweh. I believe that that is a manifestation of the works of Yahweh. But there is something that is simpler than that, that we may work the works of Yahweh. We must work the works of Almighty Yahweh.
Well, the healing that Yeshua performed on this blind man, it was profound. Certainly it is. And it was. And the healing that Yah has performed on Israel to move the veil from their eyes that they can see the beauty of what he has placed in them, that is profound. And so the questions were asked. Yeshua responded as he retorted. Yochanan chapter 9 verse 1. He said, I must work the works, lahiel, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. I must do the works of Almighty Yahweh while it is still day, while the season of the light that shines bright, that we have the ability to understand the intrinsic things of Almighty Yahweh. He said, for the night, and that is Lahiel, the night comes when no man can work. He said, there's a season whereby, in the night season, there shall be deep calamities of distress. The mind of man shall be removed away from the principles of the teachings of Almighty Yahweh. There will be a season whereby there will be no comforting for man, because he will find himself removed from the presence of Almighty Yahweh. Now, I know that we've all experienced our night seasons. And we can look at the book of Tehillim, David. And he expressed on many occasions in the night season as the tears ran upon his pillow. And it seemed as though that there was a great gulf between he and Almighty Yahweh. So he expressed unto them that there is a time and a season that I must declare the power of Yahweh while there is a season or a light shining in the world whereby men will know and attribute it unto him. So I must work the works of Almighty Yahweh while it is daytime, where the vision is clear, whereby the Ruah is calm and the spirit of man is enlightened by the Ruah of Yahweh. For the night season comes when no man can work. For the calamity shall arise. For the darkness shall prevail throughout the earth. The mind of man shall not be enlightened by the truth of Yah. The mind of man shall be subdued by the forces of hell and the workings of darkness. And who shall he rely upon? Who shall we rely upon? And what shall we rely upon in that season? For the night season is upon us. It is at hand. We have already gone into the eve of a night season. And the works of Yahweh in Israel must be done in the night season. So he said, I must do the works of Almighty Yahweh while it is day. Why you, Israel, can hear me. Because the Yahweh comes, the darkness or the season, where calamity arises, where distress, where the miseries of man shall overtake them, where the ignorance and the profound ignorance shall prevail among the generation, for they shall grope as blind men walking in darkness. So this symbolic metaphor of this one being healed that was blind, it is the season where Yah, in this day season, he must open your vision, brothers and sisters, because if you are blind, if there is a veil over your eyes, in the day season, if you can barely see, then what's going to happen in the night season? If the veil is over your eyes, how are you going to see in the night season? Well, what is the eye of man? It is the Ruah that is in us. It is the Ruah whereby the light of Yahweh shines in us. And we are like a prism. And the seven Ruashim of Yahweh, they shine forth out of us. So we must work the works of Yahweh while it is day. He goes on to say, he says in verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the Hezah Olam. As long as I am in this realm, I am the light. I said to my wife, if Yah permits me on the Shabbat, that's very profound there. that message, what he just spoke. Now, Yeshua must be in the world today. And there must be a certainty that we know that he is in us. It is not by the emotional gyrations either. And I do pray, Yah's will on the Shabbat, that I bring a profound, greater depth to that, of simplicity, that you may see the evidence of that in Scripture. He says, long as the power of this emet, this truth of Yah, that shine brilliantly is in the world, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light. There is nothing that is of an excellent depth of spiritual enlightenment than Yahshua. I do not care about the religious practices. I do not care about the denominationalism. It does not personify the power of the light or the enlightenment of Yahshua. So as long as he is in the world, are we not cities that sit upon the hill? Is that not a metaphor of what the world consists of? That the world consists of cities? And if this light be in us, the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, this excellent light, and that is the brilliant power of his Torah. He came to bring light of the Torah. It's one thing that light does, it exposes everything you can see in the night season. That's why we must have the scales moved off of our eyes, brothers and sisters. We must allow this fleshly contamination of our mind to be removed from off of our eyes that we can literally see. We cannot grope and walk as blind men and blind women. We cannot. He says, when he had spoken this, he spat on the ground and he made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way thereof, and he washed, and he came seeing. He obeyed the commands of Yahshua. What are the works of Yahweh? What must we do to do the works of Almighty Yahweh? Do we go forth and lay hands on the sick and they recover? I believe in that, brothers and sisters. I believe in the power of prayer. But we need something that is profoundly evident that we are doing the works of Almighty Yahweh. And this is a profound evidence here, isn't it? He laid hands on Yisrael. She was blind. Her eyes could not perceive the very emet, the truth of Yahweh. She could not see the beauty or the power of their Messiah. And so in this expression here, the one that is blind, you're sure he spit on the ground, representing the hard bondage of Israel while they were in the bondage of Egypt, as Yah brought them out of Mizraim. And he anointed his eyes, clay in the potter's hand. And he did something more profound, the man did, than anything. He obeyed what he commanded him. He told him, go and wash. Did Yahshua obey all that Yah commanded him? He could not have performed the healings of Almighty Yahweh without doing that. Do we believe that he is the living power of this truth of Yahweh? He could not have wrought in the strength or the ruah of truth, because this is evident that he moved in the spirit of truth. For their gods had no power like Yahweh. For their medicine of Gilead could not perform the feats that Yahshua had done to the blind man. We must go as the ruah of Yahweh sends us. And he is not, the Ruah is not going to send us out of the will of Yah. For the will of Yah is that we walk in the power of his Torah. That is the will of Yahweh. That we adhere to his Torah, what he has written in the heart of Israel. That we obey it faithfully. That we do it with great delight. For the season come. For the darkness and the miseries. And sometimes we have miseries upon ourselves, don't we? We have this sense of great darkness that sets over us like a heavy cloud. We have this sense whereby the power or the presence of Yahweh is far removed from us. We cannot see beyond our own captivity of slavery, whereby our own vision has brought us bondage under. Because it is what our eyes see, what we perceive in our ruah, is what actually brings us to bondage. And yet this blind man could not see physically. He did not know the man that spat on the ground and he put the clay on his eyes. But the power of evident that the man had something in him, that he obeyed what he said. He went. He obeyed. He obeyed what he commanded him. And he went. And as he went, his eyes were open. He believed Almighty Yahweh. What are the works of Yahweh? Do we believe in the healing power of Yahweh? Do we believe in the resurrection hope that Yahshua has granted unto Israel? Do we believe in that? What are the works of Yahweh? Are there works that that cannot be comprehended by us as Israel? He has not touched us down. We have made his way touching upon us because the burdens of Yahshua, they're easy. The yoke of Yah, it is. The burdens are light and his yoke is easy. So we have taxed ourselves now. Why? Because we do not understand the power of the works of Yahweh. If I ask us that question, we all will have a definition. We all will think we know what scripture says. I said to Brother Allen, I certainly don't feel like preaching. I did not tonight. But this must be preached to us, all right? Hallelujah. You'll understand as I go. And it will refresh your life and cause you to rejoice. Because he has not... He wants us to work the works of Yahweh. Yahweh wants us to work the works. Do you want to do the works of Yahweh? I will show you before I finish what the works of Yahweh, what it consists of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture says, look at this in Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy. I must lay this text here. I must lay this stone here so that we can understand. The man obeyed Yahweh. He obeyed Yahshua, did he not? And he went his way thereof. He washed. And as he obeyed him, he went unto the pool. He washed and he came seeing. His eyes were open. He could see. And so scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 28, verse 28. Scripture says, and Yahweh shall smite you. That there's a reason that he will smite us. Because of our disobedience. Now this is what this deals with here, that Yah says to Israel, I will smite you with madness and blindness. Now this is what Yahweh will do. Was the man blind? Now this shows us this power, this metaphor. He says, I will smite you with madness and blindness and astonishment of love. And you shall grope at noonday as a blind man in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall only be oppressed or succor, and spoil everyone, and no man shall save you. Now Yah, as he expressed unto Israel, he said, now what I command you to do, I want you to do it. Now when the man obeyed Yahshua, did he go and wash? Did he come again seeing? And Yahweh says, now when you do not obey me, when you do not adhere to what I command you, then I will cause you to grope in the noonday. When light is there, you will not be able to comprehend. You will not be able to see. You will not be able to rationalize the things whereby I have given unto you. There will be no reasoning with you and me. No whatsoever. He said, I will cause blindness to come upon you. I will curse you. You shall be astonished. You shall be astounded. Your love shall be so astounded. You will not even know which way to go, which way to turn. He has given us a season whereby we must do the works of Yahweh. There's only one assurance of the people of Israel in the night season. There is no other assurance. We're in that night season. And that is why the enemy has done a meticulous job in preventing Israel from hearing what Yah says. And in hearing what Yahweh tells us and commands us, we obey that, then our eyes are opened. Just like the blind man, his eyes were opened when he obeyed the truth of Yahweh. Yahshua is the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He could never have worked the works of Yahweh without obeying Yahshua. He would have never seen without obeying Yahshua. Do we understand that times that we do not see spiritually clearly? Because we have gone astray from the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. Our minds, our lives, our hearts they are astonished. Because we have gone, we began to walk groping as men in the night season, in this dark time, this season of darkness, in this Hoshak. Time of misery and calamity. Time whereby our minds prevent us from hearing Yahweh. It is something about the night season, it prevents you from hearing. You hear all kinds of things, but you don't hear. That's what the night season does. You hear things that you think you're hearing, you're literally not hearing. So that's why we must do the works of Yah. While we're in a season whereby we can see the light, whereby we know the power of Yahshua. He performed this for our strength and our assurance, Israel. To show us the power of the work of Yahweh. He did this for us. Do you understand? It was not because of his parents, their sins. It's not because things have transpired in our lives and we think that it is a sin curse upon us. He says, now I want to tell you something. If you will not adhere to what I command you, when the word is spoken, you do not obey it, that you shall grope and walk in darkness, hoshek, like blind men. You shall walk in misery. Your eyes shall not be able to see. Your eyes will prevent you instead of enabling you. And so the enemy will use that against us and make us think that we have done something that is so devastating that it has caused this thing to incur upon our homes but in our lives. It's not so. Hallelujah. For everything that Yah does and He permits in Israel that we may know the works of Yahweh and understand the works of Almighty Yahweh. And it is simple. We must work the works of Yahweh. What must I do to work the works of Yahweh? Hallelujah. We all should want to work the works of Yahweh. How many of y'all want to work the works of Yahweh? I want to work the works of Yahweh. And I'm going to show you the works of Yahweh, how you can work the works of Yahweh. Hallelujah. And from this moment forward, we shall do the works of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Sure we will. I'm not here for any kind of popularity contest. I'm here to make known the simplicity of the truth. You know, it's not a difficult thing to build a house. You know, that's one thing that Yah commanded Israel, to build houses, wherever land you're in, to build houses, to grow vineyards, and to grow gardens. It's one thing that Israel has not done. He commanded that unto Israel, to build houses. It's not a difficult thing to build a house. Some of the most uneducated people in America are the ones that build the houses. Some of the people without any kind of degrees, and those that have engineering degrees and all this intellectual learning, they cannot build an outhouse. They cannot even build an outhouse. They cannot even drive a nail in a piece of wood. And those that have no educational learning, that they can read a ruler, they can tell you the dimension of a thing, they can tell you exactly what it's going to take. And those that have graduated from the pristine universities, they don't even have the ability to comprehend what it takes to build a house. And that is one thing He commanded the Israelite men. He commanded us to build houses. Whatever land we're in, Yah's going to restore Israel. It's not going to be done by these vile perverts. I'm going to be done by a dog like Hagen down there and the bitty hens and all these children of hell. It's going to be done by the hand of Yahweh. He shall raise up a prophet by the power of Elijah. And he shall speak profoundly. Hallelujah. And what He says, when they do not obey, then these things shall incur upon those. They shall walk in blindness. They shall not see. They shall not understand nor comprehend the very power of Yahweh. So this was done for us for one purpose. This was done by Yahshua for one purpose. I will show you as I go. Hallelujah. There's a tremendous expression here in the book of Shira HaShirim, Psalm of Solomon. I want to read one verse. Chapter 3, verse 1, Psalm of Solomon. Shira HaShirim. Psalm of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1. As I read this last night, how profound and wonderful this is. By night, on my bed, I sought him. Now, this is an expression of Yahweh. Now, this interaction between Solomon and this one whereby his heart was, his love was pleased with, it is a metaphor of our ahava, our attention unto Yahweh, and his attention unto us. I saw by night upon my bed, I sought Yahweh, whom my soul loves. Do not our soul love Yah? Does he not command us to love him with all of our soul, mind, and all of our strength? So this is what this represented. I sought him. You see this in the night season? Is that what it said? I sought him in the, by night, in the lahil. I sought him, whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I found him not. You'll understand that. I want us to hear, brothers and sisters. She said, I sought him, this expression of the entity, of his assembly. We cry, I sought Yah. David cried in many passages in Tehillim. In the night season, my tears ran, and they ran from my cheek, and I sought him, and he was not near unto me. We must do the works of Yahweh while the day season is here. We must make sure that the storehouse is full. We must make sure that we have gathered in everything that is necessary for the battle in the night season. There's something about the night season that we hear all kinds of sounds. And that's why this devilish, wicked generation, these people that tell you, quote, God talk to me, unquote, I do believe that their God talked to them. But for Yisrael, it is Yahshua that speaks unto Yisrael. For when Yahweh speaks, and when he speaks unto this Olam, it's going to shake. The fire is going to consume it. Man, they're going to be more, they're going to do more than tremble. They're going to be as dead men. When Yah speaks, and that is the truth. Hallelujah. So she said, I sought the one whom my soul loves. And the soul represents the entity of the fullness of man. It represents the completion, the one that my love craved for, my thoughts were upon, my emotions, my feelings were attached unto him. I sought him upon my beds. In the lilia of the laya season, and he was not found. Could not find him. My mind was weary. I was disconnected with Yahweh. I could not hear his voice. I could not see beyond this calamity, this misery that had captivated me. We must do the works of Yah while the day season is here. He must open our eyes now that we can see. You must anoint your eyes with the eye salve. Yahshua is the saving power of Almighty Yahweh. We have anointed our eyes with the cares of this life, with the lust of this life, with the deceitfulness of riches. We have allowed our eyes to be anointed with that. We have not brought forth the fruit of Yahweh. We care so much for the things of the world. We care so much for the deception of things that are out there. But it does not bring the light and the power of Yahshua into our life. It does not. The power of obedience. Obedience is better than any offering that we can offer unto Yah. When the blind man obeyed Yahweh, he brought light into Israel. And that is the metaphor, the representation of that spiritual thing that transpired. We got to see beyond this natural proclivity or the natural ability to comprehend. It is something that is greater and deeper than that, that we may do the works of Yahweh while it is day season. And when the night season come, we have stored up in the storehouse. We have garnished the table. We have guarded that which Yah has put in Israel. For that is the only thing that's going to sustain you. Your tears will not. Your crying will not. That we cried, it did not sustain him. It did not give him the power to overcome. It did not. Yah has imparted into Israel those things that will give us power to overcome. Let me move a little farther. Hallelujah. It says in Job 29, Yahshua must be our lamp, brothers and sisters. That we said that you are my lamp, O Yahweh. And he said, even Almighty Yahweh lighten up my darkness. Who is the light that come into the world? Was it Yahshua? He is our lamp, brothers and sisters. You're not going to have any light without Yahshua. This is a generation that has their Christos and their Christs and their Lords. But Yahshua is the light. He is the lamp unto Israel. For his Torah is a lamp unto our feet. It is the direction that we walk in. And we need to walk in the power of his Torah. Yahweh, that we cried, you are my lamp. And you are the one that lighten up my darkness. Yahshua said, as long as I am in the world, in the Hazar Olam, he said, there is light. He says, as long as I am in you, then you must do the works of Yahweh. As long as Yahshua is in this earthly, are we not earthly tabernacles? And not our bodies earthly tabernacles. And as long as Yahshua is in you, there's a day season you must work the works of Yahweh. Well, what are they? Well, we'll get to that. Hallelujah. I want you to ponder and to think. I want you to try to reason in your mind and say, what is it? I want you to. It is so simple that the babies shall understand which I am one. I like the sincere milk of the truth. I don't like milk. Goat's milk or cow's milk. I don't like it. But I like the sincere milk of this. The Emat of Yah. The comforts, Job 29:3. When his candle shine upon my head, and when by his light I walk through Hoshek of the darkness. By the light of Yahweh, I walk through this miserable condition that I'm in, whereby I am being destroyed, my flesh, the destruction, death is all around me. There are sorrows. The wicked men, they compass me. He said, for Yah is this, he is the light, he is the candle that shines upon my head. He is what illuminate my mind. It is his truth that causes, even in the midst of this great, great trying thing that I'm perplexed by. He is my light, he is my candle. He is the candle in the midst of darkness, he is my candlelight. Yahshua is the candlelight of Israel. Without Yahshua, you have no light. None whatsoever. He must be the one that shine in your head. Your thoughts, oh, I love Yah because of Yahshua. There must be songs that flow from the belly of Israel. Rejoicing and singing. He said rejoice sometime, doesn't he? Then we must rejoice whether you're working, whether you're cooking, babysitting, taking care of the children, the wife, the husband. I believe what scripture says because I know the power of the simplicity. Hallelujah. So when I work with the brothers, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to sing whether they sing or not. I'm going to sing. That's not going to inhibit me. Hallelujah. They can talk. That's not going to inhibit me. I know what scripture says. Rejoice. Whenever I began to do that, he began to be filled with the power of God. That's why we lack so much. Why? Because did he obey Yahshua? Was it simple what he told him? He didn't have to do anything, did he? Yah just tells us to rejoice, to make melodies in our lips. But it seemed difficult for us to do it. That's why we don't do it. That's exactly why we do not do it. We do not participate. And when he commands us, because it produced a great power to Israel. When he obeyed Yahshua, did he go and wash? Did he come seeing?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like faithfulness unto Yahweh.
Yeah.
There's nothing like taking the simplicity of his truth and obeying it. Nothing like it. And the enemy does all he can to inhibit us from doing that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He does all. Because our flesh will not hear what the word of Yah says. That's why I must be impelled. You must destroy the power of your flesh. What it consists of? Well, the affection of your flesh. It is its lust. And that's what you must destroy. You must impel it. Your affections and your lust. It must be destroyed. And you must, your love must be given unto the lover of your life. Whom your inward parts, your mind, your heart cannot do without. Whom your thoughts, if you forget about in one moment, you become sand. It is almost like a young man looking for the bride to come. Or the bride looking for the bridegroom to come. Do we look for Yahshua to come? Are we truly waiting for Yahshua to come? What a great excitement it ought to generate in the life of Israel. We're not excited about that. We're excited about little dainties that have no power to give us strength to prevail against the works of hell. And that's why the works of Yahweh are difficult among his people. We must do the works of Yahweh while there is day season. Hallelujah. We must do the works of Yahweh, Israel. You can say, I'm doing the works of Yahweh. Ah, are you truly? Are you truly doing the works of Yahweh? These are metaphors as Eob, he speaks to us. Concerning this night season, I want to bring a little more enlightenment to that, this Lahil. In Eob, Job 30 and verse 15, he says, terror a turn upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loves. He said, they pursue my soul as the wind, and my salvation, your Yahshua, pass away as a cloud. The hope, the tikva you have, it passed away as a cloud. Why, Eob? And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. And my bones are pierced. Was this not the expression of Yahshua here? Sure it is. He said, and in me the night season, this time of great calamity, without any comforting, without any assurance, he said, in my flesh takes no rest. But the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It binds me about as the collar of my coat. I can't move this disease. It has inhibited me. The night season, this misery that is upon me, it says my salvation has eluded me. That's what the night season shall bring, my brothers and sisters. And this nation, this Jezebel, that produces harlotry, she is the cauldron whereby the deep darkness shall prevail like no other nation. In this thing, we call the United States of America. It is the United Snakes, because every kind of vile, viperous tongue is in this nation. Yah says to Israel, go and wash your eyes in the living well, Yahshua. Let the waters that flow from Yahshua, this living water, bathe in it. Not only, as Kepha said, not only my feet you wash, but wash me my whole body. Not only my eyes do you wash, Yahshua, but wash my body, my mind, my inward parts, cleanse me thoroughly, inwardly and outwardly, that I may work the works of Yahweh while it is day. So this was a great calamity that Eob endured during the night season. His flesh had no rest. It cried out against him. He was vexed. He could not move. He was bound by this disease that overtake him. His garment of this corrupt flesh. Todayah for the garment of Sadiq, the righteous garment. I want to be clothed with the righteous garment of Omariyah. You cannot be clothed with that outside of Yeshua. He said, this garment binds me, this flesh. My mind wants to rest in the assurance of my salvation, but this stuff, it removes me. That night season is upon me. It was not the day season, but my bones, when the night season comes, I can sense it in my inward parts. My bones began to get chilly. I can sense the piercing that pierced to the inward parts. In this season, the sword of the wicked, which is the sword of Yahweh, the wicked, is going to pierce in the night season. And they shall go forth with great vengefulness to avenge those that have disobeyed Yahweh. If he had not obeyed Yahshua, would he have received his sight? Would he have received his sight? So how do you think we're going to see without obeying Yahshua? How do you think we're going to see? If we don't obey truth, how are we going to see? We wonder why we're blind and we're not prospering. We're not moving in things of Yah. Because we're not obeying Yahshua. He declares unto us, the words that I speak, they're not mine, but the one that sent me. These are not my philosophies. But this is the command of Yahweh. And so we see this example with Eob, the great battles in the night season. Verse 20, he said, I cry to you. I cry to Yah in this night season. Verse 19. He has cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. He said, I cry to you, Yahweh, and you did hear me. You did not hear me. You did not hear me in this night season. He said, I cried unto Yah, and you did not hear me. I stand up. You don't even regard me. You don't even realize that it's me. You don't even see me. You have become cruel to me. Is that what it says in your translation? He's going to have cruel mocking for this generation. He's going to laugh at this generation. When the calamity come upon them, that's one that travail with birth. When they cry out unto Yah, he's going to be cruel and he's going to mock them. The attributes of Yah are not what man thinks they are. Is that what he thinks? He said, your strong hand, you have opposed me. And Yahshua is the right hand of Yah. And if that hand opposed you, my brothers and sisters, we better make sure that we have something in us that we can draw from the well. We can draw from the living well of Almighty Yahweh. There must be a deep well in us, and you need water. You need water. You need water more than you need food. When the body is dehydrated, you need water. Food will not rehydrate the body. There's nothing like water. And that's just like natural water. The more you drink water, the more you will love it. And the more you will like that more than you will like something artificial. So it is with this pure water. The more you drink from the well of Yahweh, the more you will want this water. The more you will want to know. The more you will want to hear. There's nothing like this living water that flushes and cleanses us and purges us. He said, you become cruel to me, and your strong hand, you oppose me. There were those that Yahshua opposed, did he not? The Pharisees and the Sadducees and their intellectual properties. When they came unto him to dispute the word of Yahweh, to challenge him, he will not even respond unto them, because Yah had opposed them. When Yah opposed you, you are in you're diametrically opposite to him. His back is turned from you, and your back is turned from him. And this state that Eeyore was in, it was a season to show us in the complexities of trial that we shall be tried as Eeyore in this time of tribulation. And it began here in the mind. She in the body, when the things began to be taken from Eeyore, he said, what his wife said to him, is Ishai, said to him, curse Yahweh and die. He said, you foolish woman, you don't even know how you speak. He said, naked I've come into this world, and it is an absolute certainty that I shall leave it naked without anything. And that's an actual fact. That is the truth. And so as he began to see this, the demise of his flesh, as he began to see the corruption and the skin worms eating him, it began to play on his mind, didn't it? You see, we're this generation of people who we think that Yah doesn't move properly when we think he should. We began to lay out our own avenues and our own plans. You think that that man had not gone to every physician to receive his sight, and there was no healing? Yisrael has gone to every kind of corrupt religion. We have gone to Christianity. We have tried to traditional religion among the people of color, among the people dark-skinned or the Caucasian. We have tried every kind of religious concept it is. We read books. We read curious arts. And yet there's a simple book, a simple truth, that brings about the power of assurance and life, and establish in Yisrael what was there before the foundation of the world. Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, you all had a purpose and predestinated Yisrael to stand as a beacon of light unto the nations of the world, that they may see the power of his saving strength. His right hand is strong, and his Yeshua is the mighty. Mighty one. Because blindness has happened in part unto Israel, until he bring them all in from this Gentile mentality, this go-in mentality. We got to stop thinking like black men, white men, Jewish men. We got to think like Yeshua HaMashiach. We got to think like the son of Yahweh. We are sons of Yahweh. So we must think that way. We can't think in the traditions of men of color or white men or black men. We must think by the spirit, the Ruah of the Torah of Yah. For that is what forms and shapes our minds that bring us into the presence of Yah. Because we know we have a true destiny. Not these damnable lies the Creplo dollars and the Biddy hens speak of. Our destiny is greater than a dollar bill. The money shall perish, the gold shall perish. You shall cast it in the street. The destiny of Israel is greater than a house and a Cadillac car. What a piece of damnable trash. Cadillac don't mean nothing. A house, the termites will eat that up. Our destiny is the city whose builder and maker is Yahweh. What a destiny. What a destiny. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that hope than to have a hope for a two-story house, 4,500 square feet of space. Because I will die, and who shall inhabit that? Hallelujah. I know I'm going to die, so well, I'd rather trust in this. I'd rather trust in that city. As Abraham looked, and the patriarch, they look for that city whose builder and maker is Almighty Yahweh. Whereby the hands of man had not corrupted anything or polluted it. So this expression that Eeyore is being tried by, it is the expression, or it is a metaphor that what we shall endure as well, my brothers and sisters. Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. When he saw the great vision of the great kingdom that shall rise, this beastly Roman pagan kingdom, we see that here in this nation. It is a culmination of all the Greek, the Persian, the kingdoms that have risen, the Roman Empire. We see the power that being resurrected today in Europe. We see that the dollar bill is faltering. It has no power against the human commonwealth, the European commonwealth. And the spirit of these men, they are vile, they're evil men. They're sadistic men. They have been birthed, and their family generational identity has been birthed from hell. You don't believe that? Was that not a son of perdition? Was that a son not perdition for hell? Was not Yehuda Iscariot, was he not perdition for hell? He was the son of perdition. And these vile men, they're trying to take away the identity of hell now. But I shall preach that soon. And I will show you from the book, all right? I know we think we know, but we don't know, brothers and sisters. A lot of things we don't know. That's why Yah said that he's going to raise up shepherds. Hallelujah. That's why I say to you, brothers and sisters, the things that I need for you to take care of so I can apply my mind to things that I know that will bring a greater strength unto Israel. I'm a delegator. I don't like to micromanage nothing. I like to delegate. The things that Yah works in my life, and I know that it's in the book. And when I look at these things, I say, man, this is here. And it's not difficult to comprehend. You're trying to get out of work? No, I love work. I have no compunction with working, brothers and sisters. But we must work the works of Yahweh's day. All right? That's the most important thing. What I'm trying to do is to get us to understand the very power of the works of Yah, that we may work the works of Yah. Every last one of us. Well, what is it? That's all right. Be patient. I'll show you what it is. Hallelujah. It says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, Daniel, as he began to see the visions that Yah had began to reveal unto him, he said, after this I saw in the Lahir, in the night season. Do you all understand that? In this time of great darkness and deep calamity, when there is no comforting, when a man cannot comprehend that he is near or close to Almighty Yahweh. He said, I saw in the night season, he has no guidance of Yahweh. He's not guided by Yahweh. There are all kinds of distrust that come upon him. And Daniel said, I saw the night season a vision, and behold the fourth beast. Now look now, this beast power that is arising. You must understand the attributes. It is dreadful. You know what something that is dreadful is? It is fearful. It will cause you to tremble. It will cause you to quake in your boots. It will cause your bones to rattle. He said he is dreadful and terrible and strong, not just strong, but exceedingly. Do you hear that? When a man can lift 150 pounds, that's strong. When a man can lift 200 pounds, that's real strong. When a man can lift 300 pounds, that's exceedingly strong. And so this is the metaphor. He said he was exceedingly strong. And he had great iron teeth. For what purpose? To devour and break in pieces and stamp out the residue of his feet. And it was more diverse than the beast that were before it. And it had 10 horns. What this kingdom power that is rising, this European mark, this European kingdom, that what Daniel saw the vision. You see what they're doing in Iraq there, the people in Iraq, the unity of that government with this nation, they're all part of this Roman entity that has risen from the gates of hell. It caused terror. It is dreadful. The night season in a nation like that, it is fearful. Darkness set upon the people. There's no electricity. It is dark. Their minds cannot function. It cannot function right. And in the day season, they must take care of everything that is necessary, that in the night time, they must be in their homes. We don't understand that because we in this corrupt nation, we're so concerned about our lusts, the greed of our flesh. That is the thing that drives us greater than anything. We are a compulsive people. We are greedy. We are excessive. That's the way we are. Period. And everything we do. Everything. Everything. Hallelujah. So I saw this kingdom and this spiritual power that's rising up in this night season. It is a dreadful thing. It caused you to be miserable. The teeth of this spirit, it breaks you. It breaks you down. Whereby you cannot follow the things of Yahweh. You cannot hear. And so the works of Yahweh in the day season, you cannot do them. And in the night season, there is no desire, no purpose to do it at all. Dreadful. Oh, I understand the representation of this verse here. But I want to bring it down to our level. Because are we not a Kadosh people? A Kadosh nation? We are? All right then. Okay. Set apart? Sure. And that's what this is, and that's what he saw in the night season. He said, I saw this dreadful thing. I saw this great power to rise, to break the will of the people of Yahweh. The comfort for Israel in the night season, there's only one. And Yahweh tells us here in Psalms 119, to Helion 119. You remember this? Verse 55. Yah has put something in Israel, has he not? That we says in Tehillim 119:55. He said, I have remembered the name of God. The name of the Lord. Come on, don't be so slow in responsiveness. He said, I remembered your name. Is that not what a wife, you wives, when the husband is away, and you hear some sounds out there, you think about him? Sure you do. He said, I remember your name, O Yahweh. Is that what it says? In the daytime. In what? You sure that's what it says? It says where? In the night. And have what? I have kept your Torah. While Yahshua is in us, he is the light of the Olam of this world. Then the light shines on the Torah. He says, while in the night season, in the midst of all this calamity and darkness, I've kept your Torah. And that's what the enemy is trying to remove Israel away from. The Torah of Yah, the Torah. The Torah, the disciplines, the guidance, the ordinance, the government of Yahweh. The Torah of Yah is not some do's and don'ts. It is a life and principle that brings about the power and the full assurance of the one that created you. And it shows a great ahava, great love you have for him when you walk in the power of that. Not in some damnable Baptist or Methodist or black man, white man's or Jew's tradition. Not in the Talmud tradition, but in the way of Torah. He did not say, I remember the Talmud. He said, I remember the Torah. He did not say, I remember the KJV. I remember your Torah. The midst of the night season, my brothers and sisters. You better allow the works of the Torah in this day season while things are not too difficult. It's easy to move 500 pounds from one place to the other in the day season, isn't it? Don't tell me, Brother Dolphus, you are there climbing those trees at night. It will not be difficult. Don't tell me, Brother James, you're looking up there and Brother Dolphus says, get back. You say, get back where? And the limb fall and that thing hit you. You're a dead man. You say what you want to. But Dolphus, you told me, you hit it. Well, sure he did. Because a night season, you can't see. Your mind doesn't function. It's going in a shutdown mode. That's why Yah said, you better work the works. I want you to work the works of Yah while it's day. While the light is illuminating. Because at night season, it is not that way. And the power of the kingdoms that Yahweh has ordained to rise up in the nations because they have rejected the Torah of Yah. Even when a fool obeyed the Torah, when a stranger, he received the blessings of Almighty Yahweh. He said in the midst of that night season, above all things, I remembered your name. You can't say nothing. You better say Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahshua, help me, Yah, Yah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, his name is not Lord God. He is not a Lord. He is not of the pantheon of these damn gods. If he is a God, he is no more than a pantheon of gods like the Greek gods, like the gods of Mizraim. He is of the same level as any god. So a man can serve a god. He can serve the god of himself. He can serve the god of Buddha. He can serve the god of Hinduism. He can serve the god of Christianity. We serve the mighty one, the almighty one, his name. He did not say, I remember your title. He said, I remember your name. He said, I remember your name, your name, your name. For in that name we found the Yoshak. We found the saving power of Yahweh. That's why Job said, even in the midst of this, my salvation has gone past. But it's one thing that blind Israel, that the salvation of Israel did not pass them by. Yeshua said your sins is not because of his Ima, his Avata, sins at all. This has happened that the works of Yahweh, the manifestation of this work, may be done in Israel. So it's not his sins. It's not that. Shaul says on the gathering of Thessalonica, what are the works of Yah, preacher? Don't prod us along. Bear with me.